Okay, let me officially welcome everyone to Momentum Mastery Monthly. I'm your host, Mary Allen, and this is our success call for the month of March, and we're going to be talking about designing systems for success. This is one of the oh-so-valuable keys to creating inner peace in your life, and it's a little bit more obvious when those systems are not in place. My intention by the end of this call is to have you leaving here feeling really confident in being able to create a system anywhere in your life where things are sticky and stuck, and where you find yourself tripping over yourself and there's not the efficiency that you want. And I know for certain this is one of the greatest formulas for bringing greater inner peace in your life as well as greater success. And I want to just first welcome anyone that is brand new to Momentum Mastery Monthly. We love it as our community expands. And actually, I've been fairly low-key over the recent months as we've been putting some new systems in place for Momentum Mastery Monthly. So we're about ready to open the floodgates and really do a big campaign to expand membership as well as your community in Momentum Mastery Monthly. So be on the lookout for that. That's probably going to be happening sometime next week. So we always love having new folks welcome into our community. And I also want to really acknowledge those of you that have been playing full out for the commitment contest. So this commitment contest started in February, and it's not too late to play in the contest. Basically, I am bribing you as an incentive to, you know, up your ante when it comes to participation in Momentum Mastery Monthly Forum, to post your weekly focus forms, to get those goals and visions clarified and made public as a way to just up the ante, getting you into action. And there will be three people that will be winning a full ticket to the Inner Peace Immersion Retreat. So a great reward for those of you that are already boosting the activity, and it's been fun to see the visions go up and more accountability forms go up. And as a reminder, each week, and of course, you're getting an email from me every Sunday with the Momentum Mastery Focus Form. And I just really want to encourage you to use that tool, whether you're able to be on these live calls or you're listening to this as an MP3 or through a CD. It's really, truly one of the great keys to my success and my inner peace and to many, many others. Having an opportunity each week to take inventory of your successes, to refocus and prioritize about what's most important. You'll find if you just take on this one practice in Momentum Mastery, you may just find yourself getting addicted, but also doubling, tripling, even quadrupling the kind of results that you're creating in your life. So just a nudge on that. So let's dig into, I've got everyone on mute here, but I definitely want to encourage, we're going to be opening up the lines as we talk about systems and even be thinking already about what systems right now in your life are really working. And you might even not have thought of certain processes that you do almost instinctively or naturally, not even as a formal system per se, but this one of the juiciest parts of these calls is really being able to hear from each of you about whatever we're focusing on, in this case, system. So That'll be coming here a little bit later in the call. So to kick off our Systems for Success call, I just want to reiterate what we're really going to be focusing on here for today. So we're going to be talking about how you can alleviate stress, increase efficiency, and exponentially expand inner peace in your life by designing effective systems and allowing yourself the room you need to grow. We're going to be identifying the four essential elements of a successful system and why each one is critical for your sanity and success. We're going to present to you an easy three-step formula for taking a project from complex to simple. And, of course, who doesn't love easy, right? And give you a few other keys for designing a system from scratch, even if you've got mass confusion going on right now. We want to challenge you to take inventory of your most successful systems and really, really notice what's working about those so that you can duplicate that. And the assignment for today, and you may even begin doing this as you're listening here on the call, and that is to identify five new systems that can radically transform overwhelm and free up loads of precious time and irreplaceable energy. So this is where we're going here today. And, boy, I have to say, too, this is the year of systems. I'm more excited than ever about just systemizing any place that has brought me stuckness. So let's talk a little bit first, all the systems for success. Let's just define that real quickly. And a system is a set way of doing something that allows you to be more efficient and productive and thereby create more inner peace. We might also say that a system is a sequential set of events that leads to a particular outcome. Right? So it makes sense, right? We want to create a certain result. If we do A, B, C, and D in a particular order, then we will create that result. And the official definition of system is any formulated, regular, or special method or plan of procedure, maybe a system of marking, numbering, or measuring. Another definition of system is a due method or orderly manner of arrangement or procedure. Okay, so we got the idea of what a system is. So what are the four essential elements of a successful system? Number one, most importantly, is it produces the results that you want, and it does so consistently. So it produces the results you want consistently. Second key is you enjoy the process. I'm not going to call it a successful system if you are kicking and screaming right and left in the process of executing your system. It's not really a system that's working for you if you're not enjoying the process in some way, shape, or form. So there's something that's kind of a clue that there's still a tweak that you need to make to your system. I'm going to talk a little bit about actually one of my favorite systems these days, which is my email system. So I don't know how many of you struggle to keep up with your inbox, but I'll share a few tips of how I've systemized this process so that I can handle large quantities of email without throwing my inner peace quotient down the drain. Another key element of a successful system is there's a sense of effortlessness. When I think of this, I think of my mail system. When I get mail, and I mean snail mail, when I go to the mailbox and I come back, I've got a set way of how I process that mail. Number one, I don't let it sit. I handle it immediately. I put all the junk mail in one place. Great, that separates that out. I separate out John's mail, and then one by one I open up all of mine, throwing all the envelopes in the trash pile along with the rest of the trash. And then I take what's left. There's either magazines go in a magazine stack, bills, things that are going to be processed goes in one place, and anything that needs to be filed goes someplace else. So just that system, like there's such a sense of effortlessness that goes along with it, which, you know, mail is not a big deal. Even if I've been gone for 2 weeks and my mailbox is way overflowing, same system, same process, same effortlessness. Maybe a little bit more to do the next day I'm in my office and need to take some action on some items, but really lots of simplicity, lots of effortlessness. So that's what we're aiming for. And then finally, the fourth element is that it gives you a sense of inner peace, just knowing that this area is handled. And I'll use this as an example, and this is my laundry system. Now, not a big deal, although there have been times in my life where I didn't really have a good laundry system, and hence it would just sort of build up until you're out of underwear or socks, and, you know, all of a sudden the pressure's on, time to do laundry. But nowadays, very, very simple. I handle laundry either on Saturday or Sunday and jump on it first thing in the morning. It's super, super easy. So anytime I look at my laundry pile during the week, well, I know it's going to get handled on Saturday or Sunday. Very, very easy breezy. So that's the other element that we're going to be looking for in creating a successful system. So let's just think a little bit about what you could create systems for. So this is really key, and you may even start just brainstorming. I'm going to open up the lines for what could you create systems for? You know, I've mentioned my mail system, kind of a real basic one. You know, there could be a system around paying bills or grocery shopping. I just mentioned handling laundry. And let me open up the lines here. If you're calling in a place that's not quiet, you can just press *6 to mute yourself. Otherwise, I've got the lines open. So what could you create a system for in your own life?
A simple one would be a workout bag.
Ah.
Already ready to go.
Yes. Great. Workout bag, great. And even there's a whole system around, if you think about it, of getting yourself to the gym, right? One part of that, great, getting the workout bag together. I know for me that there's like a certain mindset of just being clear, okay, this is what I'm going to do that night, and I even kind of start building up the anticipation, emotional muscle to get myself psyched up for getting out the gym, get those gym clothes on. Those are a few things that will help get my butt out the door. Excellent. What else could you create systems for, whether you've got one or don't have one?
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
How about getting up and going to bed?
Great. Beautiful. Sounds very simple, but you know what? Totally true, right? What's your system for getting up? What's your system for getting to bed?
Yeah, in fact, I've heard that I don't have trouble getting to bed, but I've heard that some people who have trouble sleeping, if you develop a system for going to bed, it psychologically prepares your body to go to sleep, and you're able to sleep a lot better.
Absolutely, and that is absolutely something I've coached some of my clients on, you know, that wind down period, you know, maybe some yoga stretches to prepare the body for relaxation, some reading, journaling. There can be lots of elements to that system. Beautiful. What else? What else can we create systems for?
Cleaning your house.
Cleaning your house. There's a good one.
I'm not driving no more, so hi, Mary.
Hi. Welcome, welcome. Thanks, Cindy. Cleaning your house, there's a good system. How about
email?
Managing email?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That's what I've been working on, trying to get a system at for a while.
Oh, good. Well, then I'll share some tips from my own system, which happens to be fairly optimized right now. I think there are 18 emails in my action folder and 6 emails in my main folder right now. I know, miracle. It wasn't always that way. Certainly wasn't last week, that's for sure. What else?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
I heard you talking.
Yes.
It's sad. He has a system. Go ahead, Josh.
My system is my friend David.
Yeah. And so what was it? Cleaning your bathtub, right?
Yeah.
So Seth could have. That's Seth. Hey, Seth.
Yeah, he hires the housekeeper. She comes and sets up the system.
Very good. So there could be a system around cleaning up toys, right?
Yeah, how about cleaning up your toys?
Yeah. Great having you on the call, Grace and Seth. Other systems?
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
How about either a system for learning something new?
Mm-hmm.
Different people have different ways of learning, so if you know what your system is, you can learn a lot quicker. And the other one was dealing with difficult people.
Mm. Beautiful. Isn't that a great one? Love that. And I just want to, boy, echo both of those. My husband wasn't really a great student in high school. He was more of a C student and ended up joining the military. And one of the officers ended up pulling him aside at one point and saying, you know, we'd like to send you to West Point. So every year the Army actually finds some of the people and their troops to pull out and send to West Point, and he got selected to that. And he actually took that as an opportunity of a second chance, and they put him through a year of just getting them refreshed because they've been out of high school for a while and they need to compete with the other students. So he went through that whole process, and he will tell you that the reason for his success at West Point is he really discovered his method for learning, what his system is, and how he methodically could go through to really absorb material. So if you meet him today, most people wouldn't think he could be possibly a C student in high school because he's a smart guy, but he needed to learn his system for learning. So Michael Gregg example. Okay, so we're getting lots of good ideas here as far as systems, and hopefully you're beginning to brainstorm for yourself other places where you can create systems in your own life, depending on what you do for business. Maybe there's a system about getting new business, or if you want to be more in the mainstream, getting publicity or media, even eating programs.
Yeah, the menu, having a menu ready for the week.
A menu ready for the week, great. So there's a great example of an eating system. Combine that with a grocery system. Beautiful. What other systems would be good to name here that we haven't mentioned?
Mary, this is Cindy again.
Yeah.
I have a system that for basically, I guess, for what I'm going to wear to work every day.
Great.
So, you know, even, you know, you can have a system for what you're going to wear or what your child's going to wear and stuff. And that way, when you do get up in the morning, everything is very effortlessly.
Absolutely. And I'm guessing that Grace probably has a system for getting Seth up in the morning, getting him ready, getting him, you know, out to school, right? Or getting him off to bed.
Yeah, I was going to share that. Yeah, absolutely. I have this, you know, I think it's a pretty good system, you know, as a setup and getting him to brush his teeth and, I mean, everything about it. And actually the bedtime, too, which is coming up soon. So, yeah, it's important because otherwise you're just very scattered and a little stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really good.
I know a lot of parents have a problem with that. It's really interesting because I talked to one of my friends today and she says she has to, her and her husband have dinner in their bedroom. Hysterical. They have dinner in the bedroom at 7 so the babysitter or the nanny or whatever could put them to sleep.
Mm.
They can't do it. They just haven't found a system to do that.
Wow.
It was interesting. You know, but I'm sure it happens with a lot of parents.
Well, and the amazing thing is just because there's, you know, whatever's happening now, whether there's, you know, for like that set of parents or for another area in your life that's not working, doesn't mean that there's not a system that can work for you. So hopefully we'll kind of tease out a few ideas that will help get you thinking about new possibilities for systems. Systems that are working, that are in place, almost seem so obvious and, you know, duh, you know, of course this is like the way to do it. And when we're still in that struggle mode, the system solution isn't always so obvious.
How about having a system for the desk and having a system set up for your workspace and then keys, all kinds of keys, and having a place. And
beautiful, yeah. Having your workspace, having that, you know, keeping a clean desk, what that system for is, where things go, where keys go, where the sunglasses go when they come in. And
as a home.
And one of my other favorite systems is even just around remembering birthdays, acknowledging those. And I was talking to, in fact, somebody in Momentum Mastery. I know she couldn't be on today's call, but her system around meditating to make sure that meditation happens on a regular basis. So we've got lots of ideas here. So let's we're going to take it to the next level here.
Mary?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I have a question about systems. Is there a danger if you start developing systems for everything that you might end up set in your ways and become inflexible? And
you know what? I'm actually super glad you brought this up because when we have a system, it's really not about trying to control every aspect of your time. Systems are designed to support you, to have life flow better, to optimize an activity, to create a particular result or outcome. And it's if we've got too much rigidity in a system that, I mean, you could literally run yourself into a box. I'm guessing that, I don't even know somebody that is so over-systemized that where there's just no, actually, you know what, I'll take that back. I won't say who. Actually, I know somebody who's very, very systematic, and when something gets, you know, outside that particular system, they get very, very stressed. And so you're absolutely right. There needs to be some flexibility, and you can actually build flexibility into your system. So I'm sure that, in fact, good case in point could be Grace and Seth. I'm sure that there's some days when certain things maybe take a little bit longer in the morning, and there's a plan of adaptation, you know, that gets kicked into place. So you want to kind of build in even some buffer in your systems, especially the more complex a system gets. So all good things to think about. Ultimately, we want the system to support flow. We want it to support inner peace, and we don't want to make it so rigid that all of a sudden if you're not doing that system, you know, that it creates a whole bunch of stress. So let's look at right here. What are some of your current successful systems? So we've kind of brainstormed some possible systems, but I'd love to hear some actual current successful systems that are working in your lives already. I'd like to chime in on that.
Mary?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Cindy again.
Hey, Cindy.
Yeah, I think it's the only system working in my life. But it's basically my morning routine before I go to work. I need to work more on doing it on Saturdays and Sundays. But I read this thing about practicing getting up with your alarm, and it helped me to where I actually get up with my alarm. So whenever my alarm rings, I have a set thing. My alarm rings, I go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth, I exercise, I meditate, I get ready for work, I eat, I go to work.
Beautiful.
And I've got it really down pat. And I'm never late, even though sometimes I may exercise a few minutes longer or it might take me a couple of extra minutes to do something. It's like I'm always out the door on time, so I'm never stressed in the morning. And it just makes for a very nice day.
Great. Okay, so if we break down the elements of your system here, you get up with the alarm clock, and then just name some of the key things again.
Oh, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, wash my face, and then I exercise, and then I meditate, and then I get dressed.
Great.
I already have mom's clothes ironed. I have them ironed, and I have them in my closet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so I don't have to think about what I'm going to wear or anything. It's just there.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you were saying before that there's a system about even picking out your clothes the night before, so...
Well, no, not really. It's that every weekend I iron my clothes and I establish them for the week, so that way I don't have to worry about them.
Great. Okay. I like that even better. Planning in advance. Anytime you can do something once for an entire week, it makes such a big difference.
Yeah, and before I would always put something on, oh, this is wrinkly, or oh, it has a stain on it, or oh, you know, whatever. What do I want to wear today? And try to iron it in the morning, which would always make me late, or I would, or else I wouldn't eat a good breakfast. And so this way, you know, like I said, I'm always there, and it just makes my day go. I just have to practice it more on the weekends.
Yeah. Great. Well, sometimes we have a system for during the week, and we have a system for the weekend. Great. Who else can give us an example of one of your current successful systems?
This is Justine. I have something with the food for the week.
Yeah.
Well, in the beginning, it was just like making sure I have enough food for my morning ritual. You know, like I have all my waffles for the week, and it's not run out. When I do the grocery shopping, I make sure I have enough food for the weekday morning. And then I just started. Actually, my boyfriend taught me a recipe that could reach. I mean, I could have it for 4 or 5 days for a lunch. It's like a big. It's a 2-hour process. On a Saturday or Sunday, but you have food for the week for lunch. So you don't have to, just have to cook rice, or you don't have to it's not laborious at all during the week, and so you don't have to worry about it. So.
Love it, love it, love it.
Another one about food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cindy.
Not my system, because I'm very fortunate. I don't cook very much, don't grocery shop, no. My husband does it all, but he could be a spokesperson for the vacuum sealer. I always tell him I'm going to video him and send it to the vacuum sealer people. But if whatever leftovers we have at night, if there's enough for one serving, he will vacuum seal them in serving portions. So, I mean, and he's, and too, sometimes he'll make like big pots of chicken noodle soup or chili or something, and he vacuum seals everything in portions. So we already have our portion control because it's vacuum sealed. And then if you're running late or you're tired or you're stressed, you don't have to think about cooking anything. You can just grab your little frozen vacuum sealed package that's a lot healthier than frozen foods and cook it.
Beautiful. Love
it. He's really good.
Love it. Love it. That is awesome.
My daughter likes to come grocery shopping here. No.
That's good. Well, and by the way, I do the same thing. There was a week when I was going to have a medical procedure done, and I was going to need to be bed rest, and John was out of town, and I like to make my vegetable smoothies every morning, and so I then discovered that, wow, I could actually chop up all the vegetables, put them in individual bags for the entire week, and then all I needed to do was basically put the whole bag into the blender, add a little parsley and a little cilantro, and it took me, you know, just a couple of minutes to make a vegetable smoothie as opposed to what it was taking, about 20 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes each day to get everything chopped up and made. So,
yeah. And also, I mean, with Mike's system, back when after my surgery, when I couldn't still walk, when I was on crutches and I couldn't put any weight on my leg, my husband had to have an emergency surgery, so he was actually in the hospital for 3 days. But it was because he has everything so set up, it was really easy for me to eat, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to, you know, go and prepare a full meal, but it was easy to just grab something, throw it in the microwave, and eat it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. So who else? Examples of current successful systems.
Michael, you have to have a current successful system for us.
Well, I don't have one at the moment, but one of my past systems, I used to work at a place where the buses would stop running at 6:30 at night, and it was the only way for that I make sure that I got out of work was to make sure I didn't miss that bus. And if I did, well, then I had to walk about a kilometer, or sorry, let me see, that's, I don't know, slightly less than a mile. to find another bus.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just my way of making sure I didn't stay at work late.
Right. That's good. Well, and sometimes these external structures can make a big difference in developing some habits.
Yeah. Oh, again, another one, which is still current, actually, is I don't drive to work. I love to take the bus.
Hmm.
And I actually noticed that when I'm working from home that I miss taking the bus, because taking the bus to me is my time. It's anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes of time where I can sleep, I could read, I could listen to music, I can listen to one of Mary's wonderful recordings on the Conversations with the Masters. I can...
This is like,
I can do anything I want, and I get to do this twice a day.
This is great.
Or I can just sit and think. I've even meditated on the bus.
Mm-hmm. So this is great, and I've actually seen when people move either where they move their office to their home or their commute all of a sudden turns out to be 5 minutes. One of my clients just recently moved his offices. He's now 5 minutes away instead of having that more of a 25-minute commute, and he's needing to recreate a system in order for him to have a little bit more of the audio listening time and just some of that transition time that he would get to take that time for himself. So great food for thought. That's excellent. Well, let's do this. I want to talk a little bit about a 3-step formula for creating systems. And there are kind of three key questions here. And that is, we want to first look at, what are you doing? So what are you doing currently? If we say, for example, I'm a coach. One of the things that I get approached quite a lot is people asking me to promote their businesses, and I want to help out my colleagues and so forth. And I look at, you know, what's going on now. It's, well, people are approaching me right and left, asking me, gosh, can you promote this? And would you provide this service to your subscriber list? And it's sort of, oh, it's kind of all over the board. So first question here is, what am I doing? What am I doing? So look at any area that's not working so well. What are you doing? Second question here is, where are you going? You might even look at, you know, why are you doing what you're doing? So I could say, as it relates to doing promotions and joint ventures with other entrepreneurs and coaches, it's like, well, you know, why am I doing what I'm doing? It's like, well, I want to create value for my subscribers on an ongoing basis. I want to support my colleagues and fellow entrepreneurs, particularly, so they're open and willing to support my business ventures as well, in getting more visibility. So that's kind of a where I'm going. Where am I going? If you're wanting to build a business, you know, I'm wanting to consistently, when I get on the phone and do a sample coaching session with a client, I'm wanting to have that person turn into a paid client. Great. We know where we're going. So now we talk, step three formula is, how do I get there? And this is really where we start designing the actual system. How do you get to where you're wanting to go? And we want to look at first, you know, what really is the first step? Where do we start? And we look at what's the second step, and then the next step. And most of us don't stop long enough to try and bring some kind of order to whatever area is not working so well. So ultimately, here's a little system I created around handling joint ventures. First off, an email comes in. I decide, is this something I want to support? Is it not? If it is, what I now do is I forward it to one of my assistants, Sam, and great, just I forward them as those come in. Then, now the next part of our system. On Mondays, Sam gathers all of the information, makes sure that she's got links and descriptions and images, and gathers that all together in an organized way and sends it off to another one of my assistants, Amber, who's more, does the technical layout kind of thing. Great. So then on Wednesday, Amber organizes it all and puts together a test of a promotion. And Thursday, I get to review this. And then on Friday, we send out what some of you have seen as the Fabulous Friday Report. So this was a way to organize, so I'm not sending a gazillion promotions every single week. I still do a little bit of special promotions here and there for things I really want to promote, but now have everything consolidated in a Fabulous Friday Report, and we've got our whole system. Okay, something wants to go in there, we need it by Monday. We get a test Wednesday, I review it, it goes Friday, and it's repeatable, right? So we want to break out step by step by step. Some systems, as what we've talked about, can be very, you know, very, very simple. And we talked a little, you know, we've got kind of, Cindy talked about her morning routine. Okay, there are a set number of activities, 1, 2, 3, you know, she does them all, great, out the door. Sometimes a system can be as simple as my mail system. Great, mail comes in, I sort it, go through it all, it goes to their proper place, system done. Right? Sometimes it can, and sometimes our systems can be a little bit more complex. This will be a good time for me to just share how my email system has been born, which there was a time when just everything came into the main inbox, and I would somehow just respond to whatever I could, but ultimately there would be hundreds and even thousands and thousands that would accumulate, and until my computer got wiped out, I just had this big kluge of email. And one day, there was so much overwhelm and stress about all this email, I finally decided I need a new system here. And I started reaching out to different people to find out what they did. And so I added kind of the first element of my system, and that is, well, I'll back this up. The first element of my system was creating a whole system of files and folders in my inbox. So I wanted a place where I could organize. My first round of having folders in the inbox was just a linear thing. It was just as I went. There wasn't any organization to it, just one big list. But then I took it to the next level and created more of a hierarchy. So, for example, I've got a folder that says administration, and then I have a bunch of subfolders under administration. You know, could be related to bridge lines, could be related to receipts or travel, could be related to my assistants. So all kinds of things fit under administration. Another big category, colleagues, and then also people that I receive newsletters, I have a folder for each person. And instead of their newsletters going into my main folder, they go automatically to this given folder. All right? So, and it finally got that there were so many newsletters, I actually don't even give everybody a folder. There's some that just go right into colleagues. But everything gets sorted automatically there. If you, I'm going to make a little caveat note, if you decide to set up a filter or folder for my emails, I just want to make sure that you have a system to make sure you check it, you know, once, twice, three times a week to make sure you don't miss any of the good stuff. Because that's one thing, if you've got email that's going directly to folders, you're not going to see a large amount of your email, which, by the way, I think is a beautiful thing. So I went and created a whole hierarchy of, if I'm running a group program, I set up subfolders for those groups, so often they'll go right into a folder, and then once a day I'll go into that folder and address all that email. So I've got a folder actually specifically for Momentum Mastery Monthly that I handle that way. Once a day, I'll go in, address what's in there. So that's the first set of the system, is setting up a hierarchy of folders in my inbox. Second step, I set up a bunch of preferences Well, if you've got a PC, it's called Rules. If you have a Mac, it's under Preferences, and you basically assign a rule based on the incoming email. So if it comes in from Joe at xyz.com, then the email will automatically go into Joe's folder, for example. Okay, so those are the first two parts of the system, and then I'll just give you a few more of those systems. That is, as emails come in, I either reply to it right then and there, or if it's something I want to respond to, it moves into my action folder. I just manually slide it over there. Or if I know I'm not going to respond to it, I just slide it automatically over to a file folder. And then once I've responded to an email, it either goes into the delete or goes into the file folder. And then once a day, I've got a system for basically just checking in and you know, responding to email one right after another. So I clear that. So just, I wanted to make sure that that wasn't too confusing. So let me just open up the line and make sure that there's not any blaring questions about that, because I know now we're getting a little bit more technical, and depending on what your inbox you're using, some of that may have sounded Greek. So let me just check in and see how much of that made sense. Any questions?
Well, this is Justine, and I didn't know you could actually do that, like create a folder and then it automatically, does it go to the folder because of the subject heading? Or I'm curious, like, how that happens, because I've never used that before.
Yeah, so it's a great feature. Do you have a Mac or a PC?
Mac, and I use Yahoo, or I usually use Yahoo. I don't have, like, a server email or something like that.
Okay, so it doesn't come into your mail? So you're not using Mac Mail?
No, not at all.
Okay. Okay, so this is more of a system that you would use. I would encourage you, I would actually encourage everybody. I'm not as familiar with everybody's, you know, email system. I know Gmail's got a way that you can set up folders. I'm not as familiar with Yahoo, but certainly within Mac Mail or Outlook Express, you can set up folders on the left-hand column of your mail. And then you simply go under, you go under mail, you click preferences, and then if you're highlight, and then you basically add a rule. So there's probably a whole class we could teach on this. I don't want to get too lost in the details, but everybody's got a system and a way to set up folders and filters and rules, and it's a great way to just organize email so that you can see it in a more organized way. So it's sort of like does the organizing for you, and then you're really only sorting. Like right now, I mean, there's 11 emails in my inbox right now. There's, I guess, 5 that have come in since the beginning of the call. So 1, 2, 3. Give you guys some possibilities for the future. Okay. Any other big questions on that? I was wondering if it might be a little too confusing to get into a whole email system. It's a good example of a more complex one. So let's do this. Let's talk about designing a system. The assignment here for today is to identify five new systems that you would like to create. And then I'm just going to walk you through a few key steps about how you can ultimately get to that end result. So first step is you want to think of the end result that you're wanting to create. Really important to that. What's the end result that you're wanting to create? And recently, depending on how people get connected into Momentum Mastery, there's free trials that we offer. There's people that just purchase a 1 month membership, and we want to have a system to get people integrated into Momentum Mastery. So, great. What's the end result? We want people engaged in the system and excited and familiar with all of the pieces that they have resources for. And we also want to have people feel at peace and at ease in getting integrated into the system. So, next part of designing a system, how can you make it easy and effortless? How can you make it easy and effortless? So really kind of think through ease and effortless. So one of the things that we did is we designed a series of emails when somebody signs up that instead of getting everything all at once, actually you get a few pieces each day. So you get just one or two steps to do day one, one or two steps day two, one or two steps day three. So we kind of have emails spaced out to give people an opportunity to absorb the information. I know, Justine, you just enrolled yesterday, and because we had a call today, I actually forwarded you some of the emails that you would get later, just to give you a head start. And sure enough, when you get people like, you know, all the information at once, it can be a little bit overwhelming, right? So, okay, so ask that question, how can you make it easy and effortless? Number three, you want to get into brainstorming ideas. So brainstorming ideas, all of the different, you know, in this case, talking about momentum mastery, you know, what are all the elements to have people that we want to make sure that they get familiar with? What are the ways we could do that? Do we just rely on just email? Do we pick up the phone and reach out? What are all the possibilities and ways? Do we, you know, send something via mail? That also happens. All right, so brainstorming your ideas. Fourth key is, what resources do you need? What resources do you need? So, you know, you might break things down. You know, in some cases, you might need some supplies, right? Folders, baskets. Do you need an assistant to help out at some place? Are there, you know, how many steps are there in the process? So to really think that, you know, especially as systems get more complex, that you aren't necessarily the only one that can participate in the system. Maybe your children are involved, or husband, a spouse, or, as we mentioned here, an assistant. What resources do you need? And then the next key is to get started. Almost every system that I've created has deserved a little bit of tweaking, but you got to get started with the system to see how it goes. We initially, I was talking a little bit about the Fabulous Friday report when we started doing that, which was actually just a few weeks ago, and we found that we were trying to do it a little bit too quickly. We were more getting everything to one assistant by Wednesday and trying to do everything the last 3 days in the week, and we finally decided, let's create a little bit more space so that we can review, so there's plenty of time to test. And so one of our assistants, Amber, wasn't getting completely stressed out in trying to get all this done at the last minute, right? So we get started, and then that last step is adjust until the system is a part of your life. Adjust until the system is a part of your life. So let's do a little bit of checking in. Who's got a system that you would like to create? Like naming a system that you would like to create. And
I just had a quick question. Can you review the steps just quickly, not in depth, but just the...
Sure.
The first two.
Exactly. So how to design a system. First, step one, think of the end result you're wanting to create. Two, how can you make it easy and effortless? Three, brainstorm ideas out of your head onto paper in some sort. Four, what resources do you need? Supplies, an assistant, maybe it's just a clear plan. Five, get started. And six, adjust until the system is a part of your life.
Thank you.
So let's just check in. What's a system that you would like to create or improve upon?
Keeping an organized desktop.
Great.
Having places for everything, home for everything, which I can do, but then sometimes it gets overwhelming.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Keeping your desktop in place. And
I have several. I'm a school teacher, and so I have several desktops at home and at two school sites, and so it can sometimes get overwhelming.
Okay, so I'm also hearing it's not just about organizing each desktop, but I would invite you to look at what's your transition between each desktop. right? So how do you transfer from one desktop to the other? Because I guess my guess is you probably have some kind of system at each desk, but you don't have a great system for working between the three of them.
Yeah.
All right. Does it feel like you can work through and create a system from what we've talked about here?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And who else? What's a system you'd like to create or improve upon?
Well, in keeping with the teaching theme, grading papers and giving feedback on them.
Mm.
It takes an incredible amount of time, so I keep thinking about creating a system that might make that happen more efficiently.
Yeah, okay, beautiful. Beautiful. And is there any place that you feel stuck along that way? Like, what are you seeing as the key to creating a great flowing system and grading papers and giving feedback?
Well, what I think is challenging is that you're trying to do things individually for students, but I find when I give some feedback, there's certain kinds of mistakes that more than one student might make.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always thought, like, if there was a place that I could, like, put comments and then, you know,
like a rubric?
Pull. Well, not so much as a rubric. It's sort of like just a holding space for comments that could be categorized. And it's like, okay, if somebody makes that mistake, I can pull that comment. So everybody would get individualized feedback, but I'm not, like, writing the same thing 10 times to people.
Yeah.
So I've been actually giving a lot of thought to this. I just haven't sat down to say, okay, how could I actually make this happen?
Yeah, okay. But I like the way you're thinking in terms of, you know, how can I take, you know, one comment instead of writing it a whole bunch of times that, you know, and it could be, you know, could be anything, right? Could be a set of stickers if, you know, for, you know, a certain kind of feedback and, right, or sticky notes.
Yeah. I tend to usually, well, I teach college students, so I tend to, like, make documents.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of like the person was saying, inside the rubric, I'll just add in comments next to things that they've done. But, like, some stuff you can have in common, but then somebody writes about their particular story, so you're responding very specifically to their, you know, issue. And that's when it can take, like, a lot of time because
uh-huh.
everybody's just going to look different,
uh-huh.
you know. So, but I think that there are pieces that can have some redundancy to them that might, you know, if I could capture those,
yep.
might reduce some time.
Excellent. Well, and really, this is a great opportunity to look at even the thinking system behind grading papers. I know the same thing in responding to focus forms, right? So one system could be to respond to every single thing that's in there, right? Or another system is, you know, looking for, and this is actually one of the organizing principles, is generally I like to look for one kind of key thing to acknowledge and celebrate. Sometimes it's more than one. And then to try and focus in on one thing where I feel like I can make a contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So even just having a little mini system of, you know, what's your way of giving feedback consistently, and also in a way that's not completely overwhelming.
Yeah. And I tend to try to cover everything.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Sorry, this is Cindy. I don't know who was just speaking, but I have for my job, because I always have to, I'm always having to write comments.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it is, again, it's the same thing over and over and over again. So I developed a Word document, because you know how you can put your titles over on the left side. I forget what the name of the actual thing is. But then all I have is I have my list of titles, and I click on it. Then I have my pre-typed words or, you know, verbiage that I want to use. And I can tweak them as needed per individual case, but I have the main thought and the main thing right there. And so that might be an idea for whoever was just speaking, because it's just one Word document that has everything in it, and I just used the document map.
Ah.
This one titled. So I used the document map, and so then I just have to click on that title of the document map, and it takes me right to that section of the document.
Oh, I've never used that, so I will investigate that.
This is Jessie. May I also suggest a resource online?
Sure.
It's called Rubistar, Rubistar.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure which grade level it goes up to, because I do elementary and middle school, but you can tweak it any way you want. But it creates, and what I do usually, instead of copying it from the web, I copy and paste it onto a Word doc, and then that way I can create it. I can add and take away from it, but they already have comments already created for you, and you can you can make it as detailed as you want. And so
I used that for creating rubrics. Don't they have that on there too?
Yes, that's the one that they create rubrics. Yes,
but I don't think I've ever used it for the comments, just for like the guidelines of what you might assess.
I've done that, so it's like you create your own. It, you can create and you can do whatever you want with it. So
right.
You're not regulated to use whatever they have.
Right.
You use their formatting.
Well, it sounds like there is some good conversation here to be had about systemizing. How fun that we've got a few teachers here on the line. So you guys may want to connect, and I really love to invite you to connect in the forum and kind of share those ideas. And this is a good opportunity for any of these systems, you know, to go through and literally write out kind of step by step by step, you know, what's your new system. And it may sound very simplistic to put words and label it as such, but the more you do, the easier you'll see just how seamless it becomes. You may find just one little tweak to your system by writing it out that would make it that much easier and add that much more peace to your life. So thank you, both of you, for that. And we've got Justine, and who is our other teacher? I didn't catch your name. Is it Sherry?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Sherry, great to connect with you here. Fabulous. So one more. What's one system that you'd like to create or improve upon?
A better way to keep track of notes. I am a sticky note addict.
Ah!
I have paper sticky notes. I have sticky notes on my computer screen.
Mm.
Virtual ones, which I can't take with me.
Okay.
And it drives my wife crazy, and she's forbidden me to buy any more sticky notes, so I'm rationing them now.
This is so great. Okay, good. Okay, so you can really break it down in terms of what's the end result that you want to create as a result of these sticky notes, by the way?
Well, I'm starting to think that the idea of sticky notes is to be able to remember things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to think that maybe there's just too much information to keep track of on sticky notes, and that maybe I need to focus on improving my memory.
Ah, okay. Well, okay, so that could be one aspect to this. And you might look at, you know, so here's a great opportunity to brainstorm. It's like, so what are the things that you're wanting to remember? What are the things that are you wanting to stay focused on? So you might even break those down and see, maybe all of them don't need to go on sticky notes. Maybe there's obviously any number of ways to organize information, whether it's in a notebook or on a computer with technology, you know.
Yes, well, I tried to transition to notebooks last year.
Mm-hmm.
Then I ended up with too many notebooks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So great. So it sounds like the big key here for you is you're wanting to organize information so you can kind of break it down into the different categories of information.
Yep. Different categories, maybe, pay more attention to what information do I think I'm going to need to in the short term versus long term, and then I can store that information in different ways.
Yep. And what information do you really not need at all?
There's such a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't we all have one of those folders where we collect something thinking I'm going to need that later, and then that file never gets read or looked at? And
yeah, I call it being an information junkie.
Yeah. I've got several of those folders as well. In fact, I'm on a rampage this year to really systemize, and really we're going through every single thing about anything that is anything that is not serving the greater good and being part of momentum is either getting eliminated or streamlined or systemized in some way. So follow up.
Isn't that so time consuming?
You know what? Ultimately,
save time. Ultimately,
exactly. Ultimately, it will. In fact, some of you may be on a 90-day trial. There's an offer for the Inner Peace Infusion Bundle that included a 90-day free trial in here as well. And we just designed actually a total of, I think it's about 14 emails from the beginning over 90 days that will come out. They're spaced out, so obviously you don't get them all at once, but spaced out. And once we get them set up in our system, Infusionsoft, it happens automatically. And there's short of a phone call that my assistant does, the whole thing will be so automated. So, yeah, it took, an investment of 2-3 days to get those designs, and we may tweak those moving forward, but, the amount of time that's saved in the long run, we want to give people an experience of being, communicated with and cared for, and we can actually automate a good part of that process. So, yeah, we can look at all kinds of ways to make things easier. So let's just do a little bit of wrap-up. One of the things that we like to do here on these calls is just do a little check-in or check-out, shall we say, about what you're taking of value from today's call. So those of you here on the live line, if you want to just check in and let us know what's something of value you're taking from today's call. If you're in the forum, you're also welcome to make a comment about what you're taking of value.
Mary, this is Cindy.
I
just listening to everybody and talking, and even like listening to the teachers, is like thinking I have a lot of systems at my place of employment, but I don't have the system for my business, which is my primary goal, which is really where I need to focus my systems on.
Yes.
And it just sort of like really got me. It's like, systems are just the way I understand the system is just changing little habits to get your end result.
Exactly. And I remember in those early days of building my coaching practice, I had a whole system for attracting new clients. I had a list of people that I wanted to reach out to and follow up with, or somebody that we'd exchange business cards. There was a system of follow-up until ultimately a system for doing a sample coaching session that ultimately led to a certain number of them coming on as clients. So all of that, yes, can be very systemized. Excellent. Who else? What are you taking of value from today's call?
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
What I'm taking away is a deep sense of appreciation for you sharing the fact that you have systems. because you just make it all look so easy and make it sound so easy that it's really, I don't know, it sounds twisted, but it's nice to know that that there's a whole lot of work that goes on behind the scenes in order to pull all this together, and that you actually have systems that are at work to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if it weren't for, and Sam is listening to this right now, as she is editing this audio, and she does what she does to, she's got her system for putting tracks in the CDs, for adding music on the front end, the back end, for getting that uploaded to the fulfillment center for CDs to ship out. There's no way we could run Momentum without good systems and without my Sam. So I'll send her a little love right now.
And yeah, and just knowing that if you don't know that all this is going on in the background, some people will start to think, oh, why am I not able to do the same thing, or why am I not able to handle my own things? And like this big front that people put on to make it look easy,
mm-hmm.
and then other people feel like they're not managing it properly or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. And in a lot of the cases, of course, there's many factors at play, but in a lot of cases, it's really the difference between one really good system, well thought out, well planned, well tweaked system versus no system at all.
Right.
Of course, there's other things too. There's mindset. That can be a big piece, and just taking care of your energy and those kinds of habits. Obviously, lots of things contribute to success and inner peace. But, yeah, boy, systems is a big one, isn't it?
Yeah. And I was just thinking about when you were talking about what resources do you need. And sometimes what we need is inspiration. And one of the systems I have when I don't know what to do is I think about people like you, and I think, what would Mary do in a case like this? And especially with everything that you've been teaching us over the last few months, what did Mary say in her class, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. And actually, you point to a great system, a system for inspiration, which is really what Momentum Mastery was designed for, is to be that place to come back and bring fresh ideas to the surface. And it's not like none of you have ever heard of the idea of a system before, but maybe you hadn't been focusing on it so much in the last 30 days. And great, let's all concentrate so that we can get inspired to upgrade our systems or whatever the topic is of the week. And I've got my own systems for inspiration as well, to make sure that I'm getting fed fresh ideas on an ongoing basis. So it's another good system to have.
Yeah.
Very good. And who else? What are you taking of value from today's call? And Justine, how about you?
I actually just thought, I wonder if I have a system for inspiration. I want to keep it simple for some, create simple systems, new systems, because I also have some that are pretty overwhelming right now that I look at it when I wrote down. And so I decided I'm going to try to find, I think the system for inspiration one, I think that'll be a fun one, a fun homework assignment. So.
Oh, good one.
The other ones are going to be a little bit overwhelming, I think.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
And that's a good point. When we do a class like this and we brainstorm, oh my gosh, five new systems to create, don't worry about trying to get them all done at a time. Just focus on one. I mean, over the last week, we've just really been focused on optimizing one piece of our follow-up system for Momentum. Yeah, and there's other systems that are on our radar too, and great, we just take them one at a time.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Great. And who else hasn't chimed in yet? What are you taking of value from today's call?
Hey, Mary, it's Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
What I realized as I listened to the call today is that, you know, I have systems in place for what I do at work and even some systems in place for time management, but I really hadn't put much thought into, like, my personal everyday life, how to put systems in place to really get a lot of areas more organized.
Mm-hmm.
So I can really see how it's very useful to, in achieving organization, then it will free up even more time for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Excellent, excellent. And I just want to address a question that came in from Janet in the forum. What happens to your laundry system when you're away for the weekend? Do you stress about it all week knowing it won't get done? And actually, no. I've got my backup system, which is if I'm out of town, I handle laundry in the evening or first thing in the morning of the first day I'm back. So I know it's going to get handled. The biggest thing is just to jump on it. And let me just ask all of you a question before we sign out here. Since we do have an option of editing out stuff, I just want to see from your perspective, was hearing about the email system too confusing, or was that of value to you? Was it too overwhelming, or would you say that was good, leave it in?
It was useful for me.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Did I completely fry anyone else?
It was useful for me, too.
Okay. Okay, good. So that's great. Great feedback. We'll leave it in. It's always a little bit more of a risk to go into that kind of detail because of the complexity with different technical pieces. But hopefully we've got you pointed in the right direction, and you can take the next step by seeing how you can duplicate such a system in your own life. I will tell you, it's just fabulous to have potentially like an empty inbox at times. So very fun. Okay. Well, thank you, all of you, for your participation, and really love connecting with you all here on these calls. Our next call is in 2 weeks, and we're going to be talking about taking responsibility. And I don't know if that sounds like an exciting topic or not, but it's related to lesson number 10 out of The Power of Inner Choice. And at the core of it is really about looking at certain patterns in your life, literally a system, often a dysfunctional system that we're replaying in our lives. And we want to interrupt that dysfunctional system and have a new system for you to connect to your power. So really what the call in 2 weeks is about your system to reconnect in a powerful, peaceful place when your energy gets disrupted. And so we're going to be looking at patterns and dissecting them apart. Those of you that were at the Inner Peace Immersion Retreat are familiar a little bit with this process, but it's always, always valuable to go through it because usually we have more than one pattern to bust. So with that, I just thank you for your time and attention. We'll look forward to you all joining us on our call in 2 weeks. And with that, have a fabulous evening, and we'll see you in the forum.
You too. Take care.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.